From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Coming up on Forum this morning in our first half hour, we'll hear from both sides on a controversy that has erupted on the UC Berkeley campus over the Campus Republican Club's planned bake sale for today, which features lower prices for non-whites and women. Then at 9:30, we hear all about new research out of UC Berkeley, which allows scientists literally to see what is inside of minds. Brave New World? Forum is next, after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Good morning and welcome to this morning's Forum program. California's Senate Bill 185, which is being considered by Governor Jerry Brown, would authorize public universities to consider race, gender, ethnicity, and national and geographic origin in the admission process. In reaction to that bill, and as a counter to a campus event in support of it, the UC Berkeley Republican Club created a controversy by setting up a bake sale for today, which features a sliding scale based on race and gender. The group has said its intent is satire, but it has created a good deal of anger and even some threats, and we want to talk about it in this first Forum half-hour segment. Joining us to do that this morning from the Berkeley campus are, well, Andy Nevis, who's executive director of the Berkeley College Republicans. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Michael.
Glad to have you, and also glad to have Vishali Lumba, who is president of the Associated Students of the University of California. They're elected representatives of the UC Berkeley student body and a molecular and cell biology major. Vishali Lumba joins us from the campus. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to you. Andy Nevis, let me begin with you. I know that this is really, from the group's perspective, been touted as being satiric and for publicity and really to highlight what you think of as what your group thinks of as racism. What about, though, the fact that many, including Ms. Lumba's organization and the chancellor, have said that this is hurting people, that it's causing a great deal of pain?
Well, I think, you know, when you have an event, if any kind of free speech event, you sometimes have to do things that are going to warrant attention. I mean, I've heard a lot of criticisms that we should have had a town hall or, you know, we should have had some kind of discussion on this. But the fact of the matter is sometimes you have to have some visual image to get people's attention before you can have a good discussion about it. And so I think, you know, we certainly don't intend to actually, we do intend to offend people, but we intend to offend people the same way they should be offended about race-based admissions. It's discriminatory here, and it's also discriminatory in that case. So we actually hope that people feel uncomfortable because that's our goal. But that's part of, you know, free speech. Free speech isn't always, you know, comfortable. But at the same time, we want to make very clear we don't intend to, you know, threaten anybody. We don't intend to make anybody feel unwelcome on campus. You know, we are more than happy to discuss this issue with anyone that would like to. It's all about starting a dialogue.
Well, freedom of speech is certainly something that the Berkeley campus has been identified with since the Mario Savio days. But the chancellor said, looking at his statement here, freedom of speech is not properly exercised without taking responsibility for its impact. In other words, he is promoting the idea that you need to think of civility and you need to think of people's feelings, I guess. I want your response to that, but also you mentioned threats. Your group has alleged threats as a result of this bake sale?
Yes, we've had a number of threats, you know, made against our organization. People have said, including sadly, other Berkeley students have said, you know, they're going to come by and flip over the table. They're going to throw cupcakes at us. Just a lot of, you know, really, really, you know, disturbing things have been said about our organization. And so that's really disappointing. Now, to get to your first point about the chancellor's comment, I think that, you know, we're definitely, as I said, we're trying to start a dialogue. And I just don't see how having a bake sale, you know, necessarily hurts other students. I would hope that it would start a dialogue with them. As I said, it might make them feel uncomfortable, but that's the whole point of free speech. If you can't make people feel uncomfortable, then the whole notion of free speech is kind of worthless. That's the whole goal, is to try to impart some kind of emotional response in the individuals that will be seeing our bake sale today.
Andy Nevis, again with us by phone, executive director of the Berkeley College Republicans, and Vishali Lumba is president of the Associated Students of the University of California. They have already put out a statement that this is contrary to the principles of community. Let's talk about why this isn't just good dialogue or free speech, as we're hearing from Mr. Nevis, Vishili Lumba.
Yeah, so I think I completely value the members of BCR for coming forward and wanting to express their opinions. I think that's important, and that we should be having constructive dialogue on the issue of SB 185 or any other legislation. But I think that this tactic is not constructive, and it's creating a very divisive environment. And it's really important. I know that Andy mentioned that free speech has to make people uncomfortable in order to mean something. And I mean, I don't necessarily agree with that. And I think that when you're creating a dialogue, and I know that this has received a lot of media attention, but I think something important to look at is, like, when is too far, and when do you realize that you cross the line? And when you begin to compromise on respecting your peers and making them feel unwelcome and unwanted on their own campus, I think that's taking it a little too far in the name of free speech. And you really need to think critically. Like, if your intent is truly just to educate other students on your opinion on the issue, there are much more constructive ways to do that.
So you've been hearing from a lot of students that they are hurt by this and it's had that kind of impact?
Right from the onset. On Thursday night when the event was posted, from then I've been hearing from many, many students from all different campus communities who are very upset and feel extremely offended and hurt and disrespected and unwelcome on campus.
Well, you've talked about getting the sponsorship of the Republican Club revoked, and they've said you'll find yourself in court if you do that. It's unconstitutional. Is the Associated Students Group planning on some kind of move toward revocation of their charter?
No, I don't think so. The student government, the senators met on Sunday in a special meeting and discussed student group conduct in general, and just sort of discussed what the responsibility of student groups should be to the campus climate and the environment, and respecting their peers and other students and other organizations and holding events. To make sure that they're not creating an environment that's divisive and that's making students feel uncomfortable. But I don't think at this point there would be anything as drastic as removing funding.
Vishili Lumba, again, is president of the Associated Students, University of California. I'm going to open up the phone lines. I know there are many of you who have strong opinions on this or have questions you'd like to raise, and we certainly would like to hear from you. You can join us now toll-free, and this is a half-hour segment, so if you'd like to register your thoughts or join us, the time to do so would be now. Toll-free number to join us at is 866-733-6786, and we do welcome your calls. Again, you can join us toll-free now at 866-733-6786. You can also send an email to forum@kqed.org, or you can post a question or comment on our website simply by going to kqed.org/forum and clicking on the segment. Group of Republican students, again, at UC Berkeley under fire for plans to hold a bake sale today where the cost of the cookie is based on the race of the person buying, and the group says it's meant as satire of legislation on the governor's desk that would allow California universities to consider race and gender in college admissions. We're taking up that issue and finding out your thoughts about whether you think it's offensive or not, or just political commentary, and really starting dialogue. As Andy Nevis is saying, Andy Nevis is executive director of the Berkeley College Republicans, and I guess there's some concern on your part, isn't there, that there's a kind of chipping away at 209, Mr. Nevis.
Absolutely. We think that the will of the voters was made extremely clear, you know, when they passed Proposition 209. And to me, this is an attempt essentially to overturn that proposition by legislative action, which we think is completely unconstitutional. And not to mention, like, you know, Governor Brown likes to talk a lot about, you know, how he respects the will of the people, how he wants, you know, the people to be able to vote on, like, tax measures, tax increases. Well, I would ask him, you know, please respect the will of the voters and the will of the people on this issue. They've already spoken. If you want to, you know, overturn, you know, if you want to reallow affirmative action, then go back to the ballot and try to convince people otherwise.
Did you have on your original event page, I just wanted this on the record, I think you took it down, but if you don't come to the bake sale, you're a racist?
Yes, that was on the original page.
And decided, I think, probably advisedly to take it down. Let me go to this question of 209, Vishili Lumba, with you. That was the will of the people, was a ballot measure that essentially got rid of affirmative action, and I suppose those who think there should be a meritocracy or are opposed to affirmative action see this as a threat, and you would say what to them?
SB 185 is not affirmative action. It allows the UC system to consider race, gender, and other factors in the entire holistic admissions process. It's not by any means affirmative action or putting affirmative, it's not doing that. So I don't see how that's a valid argument. It's completely different.
But it is, perhaps, as Mr. Devon said, moving in that direction or chipping away at 209?
Yeah, but, I mean, I think that's an opinion. I don't think so. It's the Senate bill, it authorizes the UC system and the CSU to just consider race and gender along with other relevant factors. And so I don't think that it's chipping away at 209, and it's in no way even close to affirmative action. So I don't see that as a valid argument. And I think that with the issue of the bake sale, that's a valid argument. If you're against SB 185, that's fine. Speak out against it, but in a constructive manner. Putting on something like an event like this bake sale where you have differential pricing based on race is offensive. And it's not, if you want to make a tangible difference, then you can do a phone bank like the people in support of SB 185. Students in support of SB 185 today on campus will be holding a phone bank to Governor Jerry Brown's office to encourage him to sign the bill into law. And if students really were against this and they wanted to talk and have a constructive conversation about SB 185, that would be a much more constructive event, in my opinion, than holding an event like this that's just making students feel extremely uncomfortable and creating a divisive environment.
The bake sale was, according to the Berklee College Republicans, a response to the phone bank. But we want to go to our phone bank and get your calls in here. I ought to mention, by the way, that this essentially identical kind of bake sale was done 8 years ago on the Berklee campus. It's not new, but let me go to our callers and let's bring them in. And Michael, you're first. Good morning.
Yeah, quick question. So Vicioli is against the bake sale, but to me it would seem that any argument that could be made against the bake sale could also be made against the new law. I'd love to hear her comments about that.
I think that's you, Ms. Lumba. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
She said the same kind of arguments against the bake sale, I think the caller is saying, could be made against the new law that's on Governor Brown's desk.
Yeah, I don't think that the same arguments can be made. SB 185, I don't see how that's offensive to people, where the bake sale is directly offending students who are on this campus and coming to and like who attend this school, where they feel uncomfortable in their campus environment and even coming to school and attending their classes because they feel like there's students on campus who are racist and who are participating in this sort of event. And so I don't think that the same criticism can really be applied to the legislation.
Well, let me ask Andy Nevis, are you offended by 186?
Yes, I think it's offensive. Because
185, pardon me. Yeah.
Sorry, yes, 185. I think treating people differently based on race, I mean, we can beat around the bush as to whether it's affirmative action or not, but the bottom line is the will of the voters in Prop 209 was that race should not be a factor in admissions. This would make race a factor in admissions, and I think the people of California and certainly the Berklee College Republicans think that's offensive. And we also think, by the way, that charging people different prices at a bake sale is also offensive, but we see the two issues as equivalent, and so we're trying to make that point today. And as I said, we are trying, you know, sometimes you have to have something, you know, somewhat controversial in order to start a discussion. I also mentioned I talked to another student group, one of the nonpartisan student groups last night, and they're now interested in having a forum on this issue. That probably would not have happened had we not had this event. So I think this is a first step towards having, you know, that constructive dialogue. And furthermore, I'd just like to say, if, you know, there's any Berklee students listening that, you know, feel offended by our event, you know, come and stop by and talk with us about it. You know, I'd be happy to talk with anybody. In fact, I've talked to many friends already who, you know, were a little bit uncomfortable at the beginning, and I had a chance to talk with them. And I think at the very least, even if they don't agree with us, they understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. So I think that would be much more constructive than, you know, passing resolutions and, you know, just condemning us based on our speech.
Well, there have been students who have condemned you and have expressed anger and disgust, but there has been some levity, too. I read where one African-American student said his white friends are asking him to buy cupcakes for them so he can get a lower price. But let me go to more of your calls. Jesus joins us. Good morning.
Hey, I'm typically I would be for 185 here. I protested against 209 when I was in college more than 10 years ago. But I think what the Republican group did is actually pretty clever. And I think the the other side of this group over here is kind of playing right into their hands. So, to say that it's offensive is it's a stretch. You know, they're doing satire. It's kind of funny, and I think it's working for them. So, take the comments off the air here.
All right. Well, thank you for your comments. Here's a listener, Eleanor, who writes from a different perspective and says, what the white Republican group neglects is the quality of treatment has been different between the groups over all these years. That is, are the cheap cupcakes made out of tainted ingredients? Are the white cupcakes made out of Belgian imported chocolate? The point being, you cannot equate racism with a bake sale. It is a deeply rooted and complete issue. To gloss over it like this shows insensitivity and a lack of understanding of the issue. And as a white female, I find this bake sale offensive and ignorant. And Mark writes, I'd just like to say that everyone raising concerns about this is giving the BCR exactly what they want, attention. And we'll give attention to more of your calls. Bill, join us. You're on.
Yes. I have a question for the College Republicans. I'm wondering exactly what prices are you charging? How many different race-based prices do you have, and what are they?
Okay. Yeah. So basically, first of all, I should clarify that we are not actually going to be enforcing these prices. It is strictly political theater. People can pay, whatever they want for a cupcake or a cookie. But the prices that we have for display is we have Caucasian students are $2. Asian Americans are $1.50. I believe Latino students are $1. African Americans, 75 cents. And Native Americans, 25 cents. Then all women are 25 off. I could be wrong on a few of those numbers. I don't have them right in front of me, but it's something like that.
I think that's right, actually.
And how did you come up with those prices?
Well, basically, we weren't as concerned with, coming up with a specific value for each, group as opposed to the overall message of, this is discriminating based on race. So I can't tell you that, there's a specific reason why, African Americans are 75 cents as opposed to a dollar or what the case may be. The specific pricing structure is somewhat beside the point. The overall point is that it's treating people differently based on race and gender, and we believe that is wrong, whether it's in a bake sale or in university admissions.
I noticed, though, Vashili Lumba, that the Campus Democratic Club said that what's being done here is essentially a mocking of the struggles of people of color. You agree with that?
Yeah, I do agree with that, because I think you can't dismiss it and say the pricing structure is besides the point. That's precisely the point. To rank people in a differential pay structure according to their races, that is obviously a discussion that needs to be had. Like, why are Asian Americans 150? Why are African Americans 75 cents? Like, what thought was put into that? Like, that in and of itself is so offensive and inherently racist. You can't just dismiss that fact. It's a huge factor of why students are feeling so uncomfortable with this and why people feel so offended.
Well, we're getting a lot of responses, as you listeners might imagine. Here's Christopher, who says, free speech is a legitimate defense of the legality of this bake sale. It is not a defense of its morality. The fact is that while the BCR has every legal right to make the argument they're making, the argument is faulty and offensive. Considering race in college admissions is in service of legitimate social goals, fostering diversity and righting past injustices, equating the right of those who have historically been discriminated against to an education with a discount on a cupcake trivializes these goals and is racially insensitive. Angela writes, good for the Republican Club for standing up for themselves. It is a shame that the Associated Student Body president would talk about making everyone feel comfortable on campus but infringe upon the rights of these students to peacefully protest against laws they find unjust. And a listener from San Jose, Eric, says, Michael, it is sad that some Berkeley students wish to shut down a bake sale and in so doing silence valid protests. This is not open and free-spirited Berkeley of past decades. Let me go to more of your calls, and we'll go to San Jose. Aaron, you're on the air.
Hi. So my question is, doesn't the UC system already give weight to high school applicants that come from neighborhoods that have struggling schools? For example, a struggling school in L.A., a student from there is going to be given weight in the application process because of the neighborhood and socioeconomic conditions surrounding that school versus a student who's applying from, say, Cupertino in the Bay Area, where, they're coming from with, a lot of advantages.
In fact, Andy Nevis, there may be in place a kind of under-the-radar admission system.
Yeah, well, basically, basically, the Berklee College Republicans, at least, doesn't really have a problem with taking into account an individual's challenges they face during, you know, their life, whether that be socioeconomic or any other challenges that they've had that may have made it more difficult for them to achieve academically than another student. We just don't think that it's appropriate to blanketly say that somebody's race has caused them more difficulty than someone else's race. I think race is an incredibly complex issue. Every person's experience with the issue of race is different. And so to say that, you know, just because you're a certain ethnicity, you're going to get a preference, we think that every case should be considered on its merits individually based on the challenges that person has faced.
Vasily Lumba, since Andy Nevis has singled out race here, I'd like you to comment on that.
I think that's absolutely ridiculous. You really don't think race has played a factor for your entire childhood since you've been brought up? I think that you're dismissing a huge issue and saying, and just completely dismissing race and saying it's not a factor.
Well, just a question to you, Vasily Lumba, on that point. Would say... we get back to a lot of the old arguments about affirmative action, but would a student from a wealthy background who happens to be Native American or African American or Latino, as opposed to, say, a working class poor white kid, should there be preference there?
Well, that's why it's part of a holistic process. You look at everything, and race is a part of that. And you can't dismiss it and not say that it's not a part of everything else. And your race, your ethnicity, your heritage, your socioeconomic status are all factors that play into this process and to play into your upbringing. And I think that you can't just dismiss it and say it's invalid.
Well, here's a listener who says, I find it odd that there is so much protest about the bake sale, but not about SB 185. I think the bake sale is clearly a great stunt, which is why it's topic for today's show. That's from William. And we go to Eva, who's calling us from UC Berkeley. Hi, Eva.
Hi. So I wanted to find out, why aren't you discounting the bake sale for men? I mean, men are the ones, I mean, it's a growing trend that guys are getting, there are fewer and fewer guys compared to girls on campuses. So, I mean, shouldn't there be affirmative action towards men in school? So why wouldn't you be discounting the cookies towards...
You're leaving out your own gender here, Andy Nevis?
Well, I think in this case, we're looking at what historically has been the trend. Historically, when there has been affirmative action or consideration of gender in college admissions, it has been geared towards giving an advantage towards females. Of course, that could change, but we don't know that for sure. And so it's based on the historical practices of colleges and universities.
Yeah, final word from you, Vasily Lumba.
I was going to say, I think it's a sexist mentality. It's absolutely ridiculous. And if you look at the real world, and the women are still making, what, 75 cents to the dollar? So it's extremely offensive to post things like that on the internet and hold an event like that. And I'd also like to add that I think there were a couple of comments that said that I'm silencing BCR and I don't want them to protest. That's completely incorrect. I fully support the ideas that members of BCR should be expressing their views. I encourage dialogue, and I'd love that we're...
That'll have to be the final word here. We've come to the break. You can continue talking about this on our website, kqed.org/forum. Click on the segment. I'm Michael Krasny.